And let's go straight to Kathy. What's on your mind, ma'am?
Yes. Hi, Dr. Wright. Thank you for taking my call. On Thursday, was my doctor found a little bit of bacteria in my urine.
Yeah.
And gave me a prescription for antibiotics, but I have acid reflux, and I don't do well with that. So I got some D-mannose and took, I got the capsule form, and I was taking, I guess it was a, you know, just, about 500 milligrams every 3 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it was working until this really early this morning. It woke me back up. And then I thought, well, maybe I'm not taking enough, and I increased it to 2 grams every 3 hours.
That was smart.
Now I don't know what kind of bacteria it is yet, because the lab work isn't back. Is it that was I taking too low of a dose?
Yes, ma'am, you were taking too low of a dose. If we're told that roughly 90% of all urinary tract infections are E. coli, and the E. coli is the one that can almost always be gotten rid of with the D-mannose, because it just detaches that bacteria from the walls of the bladder where it's hanging on, and it just goes down the toilet. But it does need a minimum of a couple grams every 3 or 4 hours, and if you wake up in the middle of the night, you got to take some more than two, because what we have to do is have such an overflow of D-mannose, and remember, it won't hurt a thing. That's a nice thing about it, that it's always, the body is always saying, oh, I got to get rid of this, and out it goes into the bladder where it takes the E. coli bacteria with it. So no, that wasn't enough dose to start with. This may work. You're going to need another 24 hours or more to tell whether it's really working. And then there is one other thing that, no kidding, was published in the 1920s by the Mayo Clinic, no less. And they said that if we took potassium iodide, the saturated solution, which is available in many natural food stores and home and clinic dispensary, if we took 12 to 15 drops, once again, every 3 to 4 hours, and that is safe to do for a few days. It is not safe to do for a few months, but for a few days. That would create such a concentration of iodine in the bladder that it would kill any germ that was in there. So if the D-mannose doesn't work, ma'am, then go to that next thing, and you can hear the music. I'm sorry, we've got to go to the top of the hour.
Okay. Thank you, Dr. Wright.
You're welcome. Bye now.